First and foremost, I want everybody to take a deep breath and relax, okay?
I feel like my eyes sticking to one side of my brain and shit. You know what I mean?
Go to bed, man.
Okay, my name is Taylor Dunn. Y'all keep it going.
You are now listening to the Mac Daddy Seminar, motherfucker.
What's cracking, pimps? What's going on? And welcome to episode 59 of the Mac Daddy Seminar. As always, I'm your host, Taylor Dunn, and if the audio sounds a little bit weird, it's because I sat down and recorded this episode about 3.5 hours ago. Recorded everything, you know, did up all the thumbnail art and everything like that. And before I got ready to post it, I listened to it, and the headphones that I normally use to record this podcast were not working. So it's pretty much just 30 minutes of me just... So now I'm laying in my bed recording this into my phone. So I'm going to try and recreate the last episode the best that I can. Anyways, what's new with me? So, not a whole lot happened in the past week, other than this weekend. Work is pretty dismal, and that is the best way to put it. To put it in layman's terms, a lot of the people that listen to this know I'm in the military, and while, yes, things in California are opening up and there are things to do for the civilian population, the military, specifically the Navy, is under a page 13, which essentially means we can't go anywhere that the rest of the public can go. If we do, we put ourselves at risk into getting in trouble under the UCMJ. Now, a lot of people will probably be like, oh, that's, you know, that's stupid. You should just do your own thing. Well, I have leave coming up in a couple of weeks, and I'm going back to Alabama, and I don't want them to take that away from me. So, a couple of my friends have actually reached out to me and either asked me to be on their open mic or, you know, ask me, you know, why aren't you doing any shows around town? And believe me, as much as I'd like to go, I do not want to risk getting in trouble. So I'm stuck here at the house pretty much day in, day out. The good news about just sitting around at home is there is a little bit of entertaining stuff happening on TV. First off, I want to talk about Mortal Kombat, okay? I am a huge fan of the entire Mortal Kombat series. I started playing it when I was like 5 years old. We had a Super Nintendo system, the one that you actually had to like blow the cartridge. I think we had Mortal Kombat 2. And I remember that was like one of the first games I really liked to play. And my favorite character at the time was Sub-Zero. I loved Sub-Zero because he could do that, you know, he could freeze the opponent. And this is just when it was like two-dimensional side-scrolling. And my stepdad, and this is who I would play with all the time, he always fought with Liu Kang. So whenever he did that bicycle kick, if I could freeze him in midair, I knew I had like one good free shot on him. And I've always liked it, and just watching it evolve over the years, you know, Mortal Kombat Deception, Armageddon, Deadly Alliance, Shaolin Monks, to, you know, the more recent variations, you know, from just regular Mortal Kombat and, you know, Mortal Kombat X and now Mortal Kombat 11. For the movie to come out, you know, of course I was excited for it. I watched it, and I liked it. Did I think it was an Oscar-worthy movie? No. But did I think they could have done it a little bit better? Yeah. I think they're setting it up for, like, a franchise. They definitely geared it up as though, you know, they're going to make a second one or a third one. And hopefully, you know, they'll be able to make it in an environment that's less, you know, lockdown and stuff. I mean, I think they started making it right at the beginning of COVID. So they pretty much had to make it over the course of lockdown. And that's what a lot of people need to get their head wrapped around, is that, you know, a lot of these movies, like, pay attention to them, because you're going to find out, like, oh, they had to film this during COVID. And unless you were in, you know, Georgia or Florida or something, you know, that's going to be the big thing that kills the California movie industry, because it's already so expensive just to exist here that, you know, it's like, why would I want to film my movie in L.A. and pay an extra $10, $15 million to get my movie filmed when I can just go to Georgia and don't got to worry about any of that bullshit? So, yeah. I think it's hilarious, all the people that are on Facebook who are just bitching and complaining about how bad Mortal Kombat was. And it's like, well, I mean, what did you fucking expect? Did you think that, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio was going to be Scorpion and fucking Tom Hanks was going to be Sub-Zero? Like, of course it wasn't that great of a movie. They made it after a fucking video game. And you watched it at home. At least most people did. It was on HBO Max. You know, I watched it at home. I can't go to a movie theater. But it's like, goddamn, you know, I mean, it's a fighting movie. It's fun. It's cool. Just enjoy it for what it is. And, you know, hopefully the next one is a little bit better. What else? I played the new Resident Evil demo and so hyped up about that coming out. That comes out a week before I'm going to be able to go on leave, and believe me, I'm going to try and beat it the week before I go on leave. I'm going to get my bags packed and everything, and I'm going to, you know, have nothing going on at home. I'm gonna try and beat that game over the course of a week and just see how far I can get. Because I beat Resident Evil 7 in like 4 days. So, well, you know, we'll see what happens. But I'm hoping I'm able to beat the game. That it's just so much fun how they're doing everything. You know, it reminds me a lot of Resident Evil 4. And that was when I really got into the franchise. But, you know, we'll see how it goes. I hope I can beat it in a week. That way, it's not like, because I'm not taking my PlayStation with me when I go on leave. And if I, you know, get back to Wetumpka and I'm just like sitting around the house, because believe it or not, you do, like, when I do come home, everybody's working during the week. You know, I do see a lot of friends and I do see a lot of family, but, you know, nobody else's life stops just because I'm home, you know, so there is a lot of time that we'll spend just sitting at the house. So the last couple of times I've come home, you know, I bring my PlayStation with me. And, you know, that helps me kind of kill time just at the house, because I'm on vacation, you know? And, but this time I'm going to bring the Oculus. So, and Resident Evil 8 does not come out on the Oculus. So, you know, I'm hoping I can beat it before I get there. The demo was really cool. It let you kind of explore the inside of the castle. They have another demo coming out next weekend where you'll be able to explore the village and the castle for like 60 minutes. And it's going to be really cool. Let's see. And also, I guess the highlight of the weekend was UFC 261, which, you know, just right out of the gate, I've seen them advertising this for a while now. And seeing Florida turning into essentially the promised land for people who want to live normal lives is just astounding to me. Because, you know, if you've been living under a rock and you have no idea, they opened a stadium at 100% capacity for this UFC fight, and, you know, it looked normal. And it was really cool to see all of those people sitting and enjoying it. And, you know, it's just, I'm so happy that those people were able to do that, because that is so outside of the realm of something that would be possible here in California for God knows how long, except for the Oscars, which I'll touch on that in a little bit. I'm actually glad I'm having the opportunity to talk about this shit now, because I watched the Oscars tonight. And let me finish one point before I get to the next. So, holy shit, what a event this UFC was. Okay, first and foremost, let's talk about, you know, the prelims were good. I watched the prelims. And, you know, we made dinner and cooked dinner and everything, and I ate. And, you know, I convinced my wife to let me get the pay-per-view, which I don't normally do. But I was like, you know what, something tells me this is going to be a good one to buy. So I got the pay-per-view. And, man, when I tell you I enjoyed the shit out of myself, I sat on the couch, I had me a nice whiskey, and or two or three, probably more than I should have, but I got so hyped up, you know. When they got to the main card, the main event, the very first fight out of the gate, watching Chris Weidman break his leg the very first strike of the fight, that was so horrifically disgusting, and I feel so bad for him. You would have to put me down like a trophy horse if that happened to me, because holy shit, I would have freaked out. My wife wouldn't even, like, think about me paying for that fight, and then immediately the very first fight she sees is somebody snap their fucking shin bone in half. And, you know, I think Uriah Hall, who I've followed for a while, he's a really good fighter. You know, I followed him for a really long time. And, you know, I think he was a class act about it. He was like, you know, I hate for the fight to end this way. You know, he told everybody he's going to be praying for his family and he hopes he recovers. And I feel like a lot of people, every fighter of the night, they were super respectful towards one another. You know, yeah, they talk shit to amp everything up, but when it's all said and done, you know, they really, everybody, every fight was just a complete show of showmanship. I think everybody's real appreciative to be back in front of a live audience again, and it really showed. Next fight on the list that really caught my attention was obviously the main event. I was a big, well, I still am, a Jorge Masvidal fan. You know, I became a fan of his when he knocked out Ben Askren. And, you know, just after the time it's been since that happened, you know, I've gone back and I've watched his YouTube videos of him fighting in the fucking streets of Miami alongside Kimbo Slice back in the day. And, holy shit, that's so crazy to think about how far he's come. However, with that being said, he ran his mouth a little bit too much. Now, I wouldn't be saying this had he one, however, he didn't just lose that fight. He got knocked the fuck out by Kamaru Usman. I don't care what anybody says. That guy was asleep before he even hit the ground. And that was one of the most brutal knockouts I've ever seen. I've probably watched it 50 times since I saw it live last night. Good God. Kamaru Usman is a different breed. I'll tell you what, man. That is a scary man to, you know, because everybody has their strong suit. You know, he's all about wrestling. But for him to take on one of the more prolific strikers in the game and knock him the fuck out with one straight right hand is pretty profound. Once again, Jorge Masvidal, he took it like a champ. You know, he was respectful. He was like, hey, you know, I was too cocky and I came out here expecting to wrestle this guy for 25 minutes and he knocked the fuck out of me. It's the first time I've been knocked out, but it is what it is. And that's that. And you know what? You couldn't really ask for a better response. I mean, you got to take them. You got to take your lumps, you know. I mean, you get beat eventually. And he got beat. So, still a fan, but now I'm also a big fan of Kamaru Usman. Probably the one that stuck out the most to me for the night was the fight that happened right before that between Zhang and Rose. And I can't say her name, her last name correctly. I'm sure I'll learn it in the future. However, that was just so impressive to see her fight. Even though it was extremely short, to watch her go out there and mouth, you know, I'm the best, I'm the best. And I think it was, what, like a minute into the first round, she kicked that girl in the head and knocked her ass clean out. And then, you know, that whole exchange, if you are friends with me on Facebook, you know what I'm talking about, where, you know, she talked to Joe Rogan and he brought it up how she kept saying, I'm the best, I'm the best. And then she was like, I am the best. That was a moment that, you know, honestly, almost brought tears to my eyes, because you could just see how much it meant to her to win back that belt. And, you know, all props to, you know, the previous champion. You know, of course she was upset. I'd be upset too. But, I mean, you got kicked in the fucking face. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you. Like, you get kicked by somebody like that. I'm sure if Rose kicked me in the fucking head like that, I would lose control of my motor skills for a few seconds. You know, it's one of them things. She just got hit right on the button. And that was all she wrote. But I definitely sat down with my daughter this morning, was showing it to her, because, you know, I'm trying to teach her to be a little bit tougher. And I like seeing, especially, you know, these female athletes, you know, compete in martial arts. Because I want to put her in martial arts. Because she is very small and she's very tenderhearted. And I want to show her about defending herself and, you know, when's the right time to do so. So I think a lot of that is a good influence on her. I know it can be violent sometimes. I don't want to show her somebody getting their fucking leg broken, obviously. But, you know, I want her to be tough. Because I was a very tender-hearted child when I was growing up, and I wish I had taken some sort of martial art. But, yeah, I mean, other than that, nothing else is really going on, man. I'm just looking forward to taking this vacation time with my family. Just trying to stay motivated, trying to stay positive. You know, I started working out. I've been working out, like, every day for the past, like, 8 days, which is a pretty long streak for me, because I'll get in like a 3-day streak and then I'll take a day off and that day turns into like a week. And I've been really bad about that in the past, but I've been boxing on the Oculus. I know that sounds crazy, but I have this boxing game called Thrill of the Fight, and I've been playing it every day. I just fight one fight and then I go do the rest of my workout, and it is such a good warm up. And I honestly, like, I'm so fucking sore in my arms right now. It is, it's crazy. And I'm really, you know, I'm enjoying it. It's fun. And I guess that's, you know, really the key to finding a workout plan that works is, just doing something that's fun. But yeah, you know, I have a guest lined up for this week. I won't drop his name just in case something falls through. I don't want to get anybody's hopes up. But hopefully that goes through. I'll probably have that episode for you next weekend. And my plan while I'm on vacation is to have a couple of episodes pre-recorded. That way I can just truly enjoy myself and I don't have to think about, oh, I got a podcast I got to record today. So, more than likely, a lot of the episodes you'll hear here in the next few weeks are going to be pre-recorded. But I'll definitely mention that at the beginning of the episode so that you know. But yeah, I think that pretty much wraps it up. Yeah, I appreciate you guys listening, and I'll see you guys next week. Take care.